From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel will discuss the global economy, terrorism, transatlantic security, and other issues during his two-day visit to Germany starting today. Before heading to Germany, Mr. Obama was in London for meetings with Prime Minister David Cameron, opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn, and to have lunch with Queen Elizabeth, who was celebrating her 90th birthday. President Obama also took part in a London town hall meeting with young people, whom he challenged to reject ideologies that isolate and divide them from others.
The forces that lead to the most violence and the most injustice typically spring out of people saying, I want to feel important by dividing the world into us and them.
President Obama will cap his visit to Germany on Monday with a speech outlining his vision for future U.S.-European relations. North Korea confirmed today that it had conducted a submarine-launched ballistic missile test supervised by leader Kim Jong-un. United Nations recently imposed a new set of stronger sanctions on North Korea in response to Pyongyang's fourth nuclear test in January and a ballistic missile test the following month. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar's anticipated return to the capital Juba plan for Saturday was delayed after President Salva Kiir's government demanded the team inspect weapons that Machar would bring along. Machar's return is a key part of the peace process to form a transitional government following last year's accord to end South Sudan's conflict. This is VOA News. Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu says his country's efforts to deter Syrians from entering Greece by sea have drastically cut daily migrant voyages from 6,000 in November to as few as 130 since early April. Davutoğlu spoke Saturday from a Turkish city near the Syrian border. He was alongside German Chancellor Angela Merkel and European Council President Donald Tusk. Tusk said the deal negotiated with Turkey has slowed the flow of illegal immigration in recent weeks.
We are starting to see results. Since the March agreement, we have seen a sharp reduction of the illegal migration flows across the Aegean.
Tusk described Turkey as the best example for the whole world on how to treat refugees. On Friday, Amnesty International urged the European delegation not to close their eyes to the catalog of human rights abuses faced by refugees in Turkey. The death toll from last week's earthquake in Ecuador has now risen to 654. Dozens more are missing.
Tenemos 646 personas fallecidas.
It was President Rafael Correa earlier in the day mentioning that numbers have gone up because international teams are adding to the numbers as their searches continue. The April 16th quake, the worst in nearly seven decades, injured around 12,500 people. The United Nations has appealed for $72.7 million to provide aid to 350,000 people over the next 3 months, about half the number it estimates are needed to help. A solar-powered airplane, it's known as the Solar Impulse 2, has reached the San Francisco Bay Area. That's on the west coast of the United States. It's performed a flyby over the Golden Gate Bridge on Saturday, following a 56-hour flight across the Pacific as part of its journey around the world. Aircraft started the around-the-world journey in March of last year from Abu Dhabi. It's made stops in Oman, Myanmar, China, and Japan. It's on the ninth leg of its trip. A private ceremony for family and friends of the late American singer-songwriter Prince was held Saturday in his home state of Minnesota. Medical examiners, meanwhile, still looking into what killed the 57-year-old musician, who was found dead alone at his home on Thursday. Police said there are no signs of trauma on the body and no reason to suspect suicide. Sales of Prince's music have soared since news broke of the performer's death on the day he died. Music sales tracking services estimated Prince sold 1.1 million songs. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.